Okay, topic number three.
Okay, Andrew Coulson at Cato has a new report out this week finding that philanthropists are no better at picking winners and losers than the government. What does this mean for philanthropic giving to education?
All right, so this study was of CMOs in California. Basically, he showed that the highest performing charter schools in the state were not getting much philanthropic support.
And is this on a per pupil basis or total giving?
We're not quite exactly sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Jay Green wrote about this and you know, has been making this case that, look, we're all for rich people giving away their money to education reform, but it does show that when you have these large organizations who think they know best, they often develop this hubris, and they don't know best. They can't pick winners and losers, and we should let the market decide.
I wonder if Coulson's report had a big picture of Mike Piskel's face on the cover being like, told you so.
You want to explain that for our listeners?
Well, Mike Piskel was the founder of ICEF, Inner City Education Fund in L.A., which had terrific performance numbers, but always the trouble raising bucks.
Yeah, and eventually almost went bankrupt.
And, Mike all the way was like, man, how come all these other guys are getting the big dollar philanthropic love?
Is it true or false that you enjoy drinking at late night bars with Mike Piskel?
Yes.
Yes, yes. I saw you do it. You're just myself, my own eyes, a few weeks ago.
I believe you were there too.
I think so. But see, now this is the argument, though. I would question at least Jay's interpretation of this. I'm not quite sure if Andrew said this or not, about let the market choose. I mean, here the whole argument is that these schools are, you know, the schools that got a lot of money did not perform as well on standardized tests, which seems to be a very different question than what would happen if you just let the market decide. Because, you know, we know that in the free market of education, a lot of parents will choose schools that don't necessarily have the highest test scores.
Well, I don't understand the market. I mean, venture capitalists, by this argument, are distorting the market, too, because they're choosing to invest in some firms and not others.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So is the argument that somehow if they invest in firms that aren't doing well, that they're anti-market
entities? Well, but in the private sector, there are big consequences. If you invest in the wrong companies, then you make a lot less money than if you invest in the right ones. If you're a staffer at the Gates Foundation or New Schools Venture Fund, I don't know that it matters much to you personally whether you pick the right one or not.
Mm.
And this lies in, I mean, look, this is a fundamental problem with applying these market principles to education, is that we're not actually comfortable with people getting rich in education reform. And so if you take that away, then a lot of the dynamics disappear.
So I mean, actually, so a hugely relevant piece here in terms of discipline is if you're a grant officer at a foundation and your investments do poorly, what happens to you internally, right, at the foundation? How does it impact your career and your evaluation?
Right. And I suspect the answer is not at all.